Okay, so hi, it's Lauren Fulton
Julia Shreve.
and today we're going to be talking about our creativity topics. So first of all, I'm just going to ask Julia about her topic because it was very interesting. So first of all, how do you define creativity?
For me, in terms of talking about creativity in your dreams, and dreams impacting creativity, I look at creativity as designing something or using something in a new way. So either creating like a new object or like a new activity, or creating a new idea or concept, or just a new way of thinking about something.
Awesome. What separates the dream stage from normal sleep?
So when you're sleeping, you've got five different stages of the sleep cycle. So your first stage is kind of when you're just falling to sleep, and that can last up to like 15, 20 minutes. Your second stage is once you're in that light sleep stage. And again, this is another short period of sleep, so around 20 to 30 minutes. Then you move on to your moderate sleep, so you're getting a little bit of into a deeper sleep stage. And then you move into your deep sleep. And then after that deep sleep stage, you move into REM, which is rapid eye movement. And during the REM stage is when your dreams occur. And so dreams are just like a series of images that are reported in a narrative form that occur during this REM stage of the sleep cycle.
That's awesome. I feel like that's super interesting because I don't think a lot of people actually know what REM sleep is. Like we hear it all the time, but I feel like that's interesting that it kind of gathers in that stage. So lastly, how do dreams impact creativity and how does creativity impact your dreams?
So they kind of work hand in hand in terms of your dreams don't necessarily boost your creativity on their own. Everybody is kind of in a set, has a set creativity level, and dreams can just kind of help you reach that maximum creativity level, even though your level's not really going to change as an individual just by dreaming or whether you don't dream. So everybody has a dream recall frequency, and a higher dream recall frequency has been associated with a greater impact of that dream on your waking behavior. So if you have a dream and you come up with some creative idea or do something new in that dream, and you are somebody who has a higher dream recall frequency, you're more likely to remember that that new idea or that revelation or that activity from your dream, and then that will impact your next day of life and potentially several days, weeks, or months moving forward, depending on how you apply those thoughts or ideas from that dream that you remember. And so while so this is how dreams can kind of help you achieve or reach that higher level of creativity, since they kind of give you that freedom to do whatever you want. It's your dream, so you can make things appear out of thin air, or they can be scary, they can be exciting, they can be realistic, or they can be completely fictional. And so I'm tapping into those dreams and like that potential that you have for creativity during those dreams, and then being able to remember that the next day when once you're awake. Helps you like apply what you've learned in those dreams or what you've experienced to your everyday life.
Awesome. Super interesting.
All right. So I think we're going to go ahead and switch gears a little bit now. And now I'll be asking Lauren about her topic here, which is focusing on creativity and creative writing. So first up, when did you first discover creativity through writing?
It's a great question. I guess I kind of always have been writing. My whole life, it's kind of been my creative outlet outside of athletics and academics and all that good stuff. So I'd say from a pretty early age, it started with reading a lot, and then I kind of developed a pretty big vocabulary, and I wanted to express it through my own writing. So I would say I first started writing probably in like elementary school, but got pretty serious with it when I entered like junior high, kind of.
Okay, that's really cool. Do you kind of like journal often, or just more like serious writing, or just kind of for your own enjoyment?
Honestly, I do journal just as like an outlet for me. I try and journal every day, even if it's just a little bit, just to kind of like, I guess, get my mind off of things. I try not to take it too seriously because then I find that it takes the fun out of it for me. So I like just kind of letting my thoughts go where they go. And if it's great, it's great. If it's not, then it's not the end of the world. So.
That's really cool. I wish I had the discipline to like sit down and write for at least 5 minutes every day.
Literally.
So when you were looking at creativity in through writing, what was the most interesting part from your research findings?
I actually thought, like, I did a lot of research on literally just writing in itself, like the art of it. And because I'm a kinesthetic learner, so I like writing things down in order for my brain to like remember things. But I found that introducing cursive at a young age, like, we all kind of took classes when we were kids on like cursive writing and how to write long sentences and all this other stuff. I found that that had a really great correlation with your creativity by just changing the shapes of letters to become more beautiful. I found that it increased the chances of kids being more creative as they grew older, the more that they stuck with it, from a pretty young age. So I think that research was the most interesting to me.
That's really interesting. Do you think, I guess this is just kind of from my own curiosity, do you think that like individuals who maybe put like smiley faces in their letters or like draw hearts over their eyes to like dot the I's and kind of get creative with those like aspects of their writing, tend to have higher creativity or be more creative individuals?
Yeah, I tend to think so. I was one of those kids who like would dot with a heart or whatever. Whenever I sign my letters now, I always put a little heart and then another heart next to it. I don't know why, but it's just like something I've been doing since I was a kid, signing my letters with hearts. So I do think that there's a correlation between creativity and like kind of how you express it through like symbols too. I mean, there's a bunch of different research still on like even the develop or like the development of emojis and like emoji language, like how we talked about in class a little bit. So I definitely think there's a correlation with that and creativity.
All right. And then lastly, do you think creativity looks different for those who write more for a creative outlet than those who kind of write out of requirement or because they're assigned a writing task?
I do think so. I feel like people who write kind of on their own merit, they just have more fun with it and they don't take it as seriously. Like, it's not the end of the world, I guess, if you aren't the most fluid writer in the world. But I also think it's a different outlet to like your inner thoughts. Like, there kind of is no right or wrong with it. It's just kind of expressing you as you want to see yourself. And so I feel like people who are maybe more mathematically inclined or science inclined, they might just write, scientifically or analytically, and they might not find as much creative freedom in it, but that doesn't mean that they're any less creative than us. I just think it looks different for each person.
Hey, that makes sense. All right. Well, thank you for sharing your topic and your thoughts with me today.
Yes, thank you. This was actually really nice to just go back to the topics.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Okay.